You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome into MLB.com Extras Padres. Matt Wehmeyer with Jeff Nelson and Nelly. It was a rocky road, but it does appear that Matt Kemp will be wearing a Padres uniform in 2015.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to love what the Padres are doing. Last year, 77-85, the NL West, they feel, okay, this is an even year. The Giants aren't going to be in the World Series. They always win it in odd years. The Giants revamping themselves, so they feel they can get and grab one of those playoff spots. Matt Kemp had an unbelievable second half. He's proved that he's healthy, even though he had the little arthritis problems. That's what held up the trade. But a great addition in that lineup. You add Will Myers. I mean, there's some potential that they've had out there. Some rumors with Upton trying to get that deal done. Middlebrooks from the Red Sox. You know, in the rotation, they've added Morrow and possibly Johnson. You have Norris on the behind the plate, adding Ross as a backup. So these guys are making some moves to better themselves in the NL West. You got to love what they are doing. They've had a lot of minor league talent, and you've seen a move that they were able to make these trades.
Matt Kemp meeting the media in San Diego. Let's take you out to his press conference right now.
I know today's a big day for Padre fans, for San Diego. And, you know, I think pretty clearly, like, ownership has shown how much they want to win. And, you know, making these decisions, these are organizational decisions. And, you know, pretty clear from the top down. You know, us being here today with Matt shows that ownership's making that commitment to try to bring a winner to San Diego. You know, obviously extremely excited to be here today, introducing Matt Kemp as a member of the Padres. You know, a big goal for all of us in baseball operations this offseason was to improve our offense. And I think, you know, all Padre fans have seen a very good pitching staff here the last few years. And, you know, we set out to give Buddy and his crew a much more well-rounded club. And, you know, really from day one of the offseason, we felt like, you know, Matt, you know, maybe with the surplus of outfielders in L.A., you know, he was a guy that was on our radar. Our first few discussions with the Dodger camp, you know, we felt like, you know, it was a big priority for us to bring Matt in here and you know, and get our offense, put our offense in a better position to help us win ball games. You know, I think pretty clearly Matt's been an impact player, an impact middle of the order bat, really since the time that he's shown up in the big leagues. I had the good fortune to be an assistant with the Dodgers when they drafted Matt at the time. Left the Dodgers, you know, when Matt was just getting started on the minor league side. But, you know, I think in looking, you know, looking from the other side of the field over the last, you know, 7, 8, 9 years, seeing the type of player he's become, it was a pretty easy decision for us to go out and acquire Matt. You know, and bring him here to San Diego. You know, I think, you know, looking at it from our standpoint, also, you know, the last few years, you know, he's been on and off the field. But really in the second half of last year, you know, we had a chance to see the Matt Kemp that I think everybody's seen, you know, for the majority of his career. You know, the second half that he had, really the complete year he had, gave us a lot of comfort. And I think when you start seeing Matt be able to go, you know, and do the things he did, which is, you know, leave the ballpark, all fields, you know, impact the game with one swing, impact the game with a throw, with a defensive play. You know, that's a player that we feel like we're acquiring. That's a player that we want in the middle of our lineup. It's a player we feel like is going to help us win a lot of ball games here, you know, over the next 5 years. And that's a player that we feel like is going to help us get to the top of the standings and play deep into October. So, you know, I'm excited. I'm proud. I think our group here is very proud to make a bunch of announcements, hopefully, here in the next few days. But this is where we wanted to start, and feel really good about being here today with Matt and introducing him as a member of the San Diego Padres. So, Buddy.
Well, no, I'm going to reiterate everything AJ said. I know that going through this process, you know, it started, I think, the day that AJ was hired. You know, his vision, you know, along with ownership and the baseball ops crew, this was, you know, building momentum. And obviously, what's transpired the last week and even the last 4 to 8 hours is exciting for us in uniform. I've received, I can't count them, how many texts the last week when Matt became a pod, the last 4 to 8 hours, again, with other moves to come. But again, like I told Matt in my office earlier today, that, you know, it all started with his acquisition. And where he's been in his career, where he's going to be moving forward, what he brings to our club. We're excited, as are the guys and the coaches. So, listen, All of us who've been in this room as San Diegans, we're looking forward to 2015. Those longtime Padres.
I think real quick, one thing as well, just want to introduce Matt brought here today, Judy, his mother, Katie and Chimunya. I know just from talking to Logan a long time and talking to Frank Robinson, they say that, you know, Judy, very important part to Matt in his life. So just want to welcome Judy here as well. So
appreciate you guys all coming out here today. This is a pretty big day for me, a new chapter in my life. I'm really excited about this new opportunity to help this organization get back to where it wants to be. You know, I had a lot of great years in L.A., and I learned how to win. I learned how to become a complete baseball player. And, you know, what you're going to get from me is basically I'm going to give you guys 100%. And, you know, I'm going to be one of the leaders on the team and help some of these guys, you know, just be the best baseball players they can be. Like I said, I'm excited to be here. This is a great opportunity for me, and I want to get this organization back to where it was, which was on top. It's always been an organization that I hated to come to San Diego and play against the Padres, because they always had such good pitching. And, you know, now we got some offense, and, you know, we're going to really help these guys, you know, score some runs, and the pitchers are always going to be great like they always are. So excited to be here, be a Padre, and excited to for this new opportunity in life.
Matt, Lee Hamilton, welcome to San Diego. What was your emotion when the rumors first started to swirl that you might be leaving the only team you ever played for? And when did you cross the emotional bridge that this is going to work out?
I got used to it, because I had been hearing a lot of trade rumors last year. So something I kind of got numb to. Really wasn't worried too much about. I knew everything happens for a reason, and I really can't worry about things I can't control. But when I found out that I was traded to the Padres, I was shocked, because I thought that I was the only team I was ever going to play for was the Dodgers. But like I said, I look at this as a positive thing for me in my life. Change is good, and I'm excited to be here and to be able to, you know, play in San Diego where I live.
AJ, in terms of pursuing Matt, was there a point when you're doing your due diligence and calling different teams that you even thought that he might not be available? Were you surprised that he was? And when he was, did that set you on a course to pursue him a little bit more seriously?
No, I mean, I think, you know, like we mentioned in the past, I mean, any trade, you know, it's always tough to pull off a deal. And I think, you know, like in any of these deals, really, there's some ups and downs and ebbs and flows. And there's some times where we felt like, you know, this may get done, may not get done. You know, but in general, I think, you know, it was pretty direct dealing with the Dodgers. They knew that, you know, that we had a, you know, I think we had pieces or a piece that they wanted to acquire. And I think we were pretty clear up front that Matt was the guy that we wanted. So.
Matt, who was the first person who alerted you that the trade was official, and did you have any kind of sense of the transactions that were coming down the pipe behind you?
Andrew Friedman was the first person that called me about the trade. Happened like, I can't remember the day. There's been going on this last week. I don't know, my days are all mixed up, but he was the first person that alerted me. Well, I found out through other sources that you know, I had been traded, but it was official when Andrew called me.
Andrew, your thoughts on all the trades that have been happening since this?
I mean, all the trades. I mean, this is unbelievable. I was referring to him right now as a rock star. He's a GM rock star right now, man. He's doing so moving in and out and doing so many things right now that, I mean, I've done a couple interviews these past couple days, and I mean, every day is something different. And you know, adding Justin and Will and Bud to the organization is big. You know, these guys got a lot of power, and you know, that's something that this team is needed. And we're definitely not gonna score a lot of runs, and we're gonna do what we need to do to win ball games. So I'm excited about that.
That's definitely the first time I've gotten the rock star tag.
Rock star, so. Man.
Buddy, GM, maybe yes. Maybe
GM
no,
GM rock star, man, making moves.
Matt, in the second half of back here in the second half of the year, did you feel as good as you felt as you did near that Triple Crown year? And also, you talked about coming down here and trying to hit against their pitching. What have you thought about hitting in this park?
Second half last year, I really started to find my swing. You know, I've been working really hard in the cage and just trying to get the feel. You know, I didn't really have a spring training, didn't really have those games under my belt, so I guess I used the first half to get all those little kinks out that I needed to get out. But I really started to feel better at the plate and started to figure out things, and everything just started falling into place. And as far as playing here, I was telling these guys, it was always tough to come here and play against these pitchers. They always have some of the best pitching in baseball. Whereas from a starter to the bullpen, there's no let up in their starting rotation or their bullpen. So we got that all figured out and with the Padres right now. But like I said, we got to bring offense, score them guys some runs. And I mean, hitting here, I've never had a problem. I like hitting here. It's a beautiful ballpark. It's big. You know, maybe, you know, some of those little wall scrapers I hit the right center won't go out, but they'll still be doubles or triples. So as long as I'm driving in runs, it's all the same.
Matt, there was some information that came out yesterday regarding your physical and maybe some results from that about your hips, private information that got out. Was that a little disconcerting, first of all, to read about that? Would you like to address any of that? And
I mean, I think everybody in this room has some type of arthritis in their joint somewhere. There's nobody in this room 100% healthy. I've played a lot of baseball in my career, and yeah, I mean, I got a little arthritis, but that ain't nothing I've ever worked against. I've always worked through injuries and found ways to be successful, but that's nothing nobody really needs to worry about because I'm training hard, working hard, eating right, doing all these things to prepare my body for 162 games and be the best player I can be.
Hey, Matt, one follow-up on that. Have you had any pain or any trouble with your hips at all?
These hips are unbelievable, man. These hips are great. Y'all keep talking about my hips. You want to see my hips, man? My hips are good, man. Right. Strong hips.
And secondly, the difference, kind of the – I know it's all about baseball, but you've been in L.A. so long, mm-hmm. the whole Hollywood thing, that seemed to suit you. Every day.
How you figure that?
You got movie stars headed your way at the Dodger Stadium. You have NBA stars. You go to games. Just the difference in the whole atmosphere. Will this be how difficult will it be to change, and is it a welcome change?
I actually like the change. Hollywood, man, it's tough sometimes, man. You gotta live up to all these different expectations and things like that. Here, I feel like it's just San Diego. It's so chill here, man. All people do is surf and paddleboard, and they're just chilling, man. Drinking their green tea and green juices and all that. It's just laid back, and I like that, man. I've been in Hollywood for a long time. I love Hollywood, don't get me wrong, but here, I can kick back and wear some shorts and some flip-flops, and nobody will judge what I'm wearing. I don't have to worry about a paparazzi taking pictures of me. That's Hollywood stuff. I love Hollywood, though.
Matt, can you imagine how emotional or not emotional will be the first time you go back there? And also, were you as happy in L.A. with all the things we just talked about as you might have been earlier in your career?
Say the question again. I'm sorry, I'm kind of scatterbrained.
What's it going to be like going back there the first time emotionally?
I think it's going to be pretty emotional. I don't think it's all hit me yet. I grew up in the Dodger organization. I have a lot of friends in the Dodgers organization. I mean, there's a lot of relationships that I have there that, I'm not going to see as much anymore. You know, you get used to things, and when you start changing, things get a little different. You kind of get a little uncomfortable. But like I said, hopefully it's going to be a win for the Padres. I know the first game of the season is going to be in L.A., so I already marked that on my calendar. I don't know who's pitching yet, but I'm excited. I'm excited to get out there and be at Dodger Stadium.
Well, we got a pretty good idea who might be pitching that game.
I know who it's going to be.
Also, were you as – I mean, They were winners the last couple of years. Were you as happy there with everything that was going on there the last year or so as you might have been earlier?
I mean,
in your
career? There were situations where, of course, I mean, you guys know I wasn't happy in, but that's not things I can really worry about now. My main focus now is the Padres organization, what I need to do for them, and how I can make them better and successful. Guys are easy.
Yeah. Is there any explanation how you can hit 322 with a 500 on base percentage at Petco Park when the rest of the world says this is a pitcher's park? How'd that happen?
Talked about that, man.
He was telling me about my numbers. I didn't even know about that, man. He was like, you hit good here. I was like, I didn't know. I was telling him, I mean, it's just a good ballpark to play in. Like, you can see really well the backdrop. The batter's eyes is really big and dark. You can see the ball really good. I mean, I can't really explain. There's some ballparks where you see the ball well, and there's some ballparks where you can't. I think the only time I never really got any hits was off that guy right back there, Trevor Hoffman. He's the only person I couldn't hit. So other than that, I've been pretty good. A dang changeup.
But, I mean, there's such a perception that this is a very difficult park to hit in, and I'm sure a lot of that is justified. But can you kind of talk about if there are things about that we don't realize, and also having all these hitters that you're going to have, you know, and watching other hitters come here and get frustrated, how do you think these guys are going to be able to get above that?
Well, I think, you know, over the years, Mark, I think the early Petco, the dimensions really played a big part in how this park played. No doubt about it. You know, they were moved in once in right center, you know, where the beach is. You know, we moved them back in a little bit more in right center. They're going to gradually move in a little bit in left field this year. So I think now the park is slanting a little bit more towards, I'm not saying hitter friendly, but it's becoming, in some people's term, more fair. I do know if you can hit, you can hit anywhere. And I know that you look at the hitters who have great lifetime batting averages here. Matt, Todd Helton is just above Matt here in this park. If you can hit, you can hit anywhere. And I think that in our division, San Francisco, LA, Petco, all sort of play the same. Mm-hmm. So again, I think it's the guys that, you know, AJ's acquired within the last week, we think will help us, you know, definitely be more productive. You know, obviously there's more power now in the lineup. Power's a good thing. You look at how this park sets up. Left field is something we've talked about over the years as being very doable, pull power. And even right field with the dimensions of, you know, that porch out there now, you know, we're seeing more opposite field home runs to straightaway right field. So, again, I think it's much less of an issue presently than it was when this park opened, for sure. And I think it's the big thing is just the park dimensions.
Buddy, in your previous 8 years here, for whatever reason, lack of impact players coming through the minor league system, drafting and developing, you've really had a dearth of position players who have been able to help you on the field, especially for a franchise that hasn't dabbled too heavily in free agency. Have you wrapped your head around what this lineup could potentially look like and jotted down some potential lineups, especially when you're talking with Matt Kemp, Justin Upton, Will Myers? Those deals are official.
Well, there's no doubt, Corey, that you look at, you know, Matt and Justin, who we've seen up close and personal from the other side. You know, Matt all these years against us, Upton all his years in Arizona. You know, what those guys can do, it's exciting. Like I said, I got so many messages about the impact that these guys are going to have. And that's from, you know, our players and even like past players, you know, some guys who've been retired who are, you know, still pods in a way. They're excited about this group. And again, it's guys with all field power, guys who are athletic, you know, guys who, you know, you look at, you know, Matt at age 30, Upton in his late 20s, Will Myers at 24. You're talking about players who are, you know, right there in the wheelhouse of their careers. So it's exciting.
But I understand the way things are going. By next week, you may have six new outfielders.
Right.
But for today, early thoughts on where would Matt fit into the outfield, where would he play? And Matt, to you, willing or not, you got bounced around. You showed your versatility last year, playing all three outfield positions. Where do you view yourself in the, or where would you even like to play?
You asked him first.
We talked about that earlier. You know, Scotty, right now how we're looking at it with, you know, again, we have a lot of outfielders. We'll see how things shake out. But, you know, our vision running by this, you know, with our coaches over the last, you know, 24 hours when a lot of these moves are finalized, that, you know, I envision Matt in right field. I think our park, 81 games, right field's a very demanding position. We need a good defender. We need a guy who can go get the ball. I think Matt, you know, fills that bill for us. You know, Upton, I think, is maybe best in left, and we're going to continue to, you know, look at Will Myers in center field as a possibility. So, again, these are things that we'll talk about as the winter continues and we get into spring, but. You know, that's something we're thinking about now. I'll get into the particulars later about why we're thinking this. You know, it's probably for, you know, a more conversation as opposed to, I don't want to get real technical right here. I'm going to get technical with Judy over some of these defensive metrics and stuff, but we'll go through that.
AJ, is your everyday first baseman currently on your roster, or will that be something you'll continue to look for?
I think that's right. I mean, in general, I think we're looking at a situation at first base, most likely with Yonder and Tommy Medica. But I think Buddy can comment that on, you know, as well as far as the first base situation.
Yeah, I mean, Yonder is our first baseman. I mean, we hope that he's coming back healthy from, you know, his wrist and forearm injuries. He had a surgery. He feels great. Actually, we text within the last couple weeks. He's 100%. He's starting to hit. Feels good.
No question, exciting times in San Diego. And Nelly, it seems that Padres GM AJ Preller, not the type to sit back and wait for things to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no rest for him. He's making moves all over the place, and he's been in the media and the trade rumors ever since. But you got to love what they're doing. The Padres want to grab a playoff spot. They feel they can win the NL West, and it's also gaining fan interest. When you're out there making moves, the fans love it, and it brings them to the park.
For Jeff Delson, I'm Matt Wehmeyer. Thanking you for joining us for MLB.com Extras Padres.
Celebrate the holidays with the official online shop of Major League Baseball, the MLB.com shop. Give the gift of baseball to the whole family with jerseys, caps, outerwear, menswear, women's and kidswear, collectibles, and home decor. MLB.com has gifts for all the baseball fans on your list, now with free ground shipping on all orders over $50. Do your holiday shopping now at MLB.com/shop.